This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Thank you for being here with us today. You know, whether it's music, drama, or comedy, it is such a thrill to get out and enjoy live performances again. And if you are feeling the need to laugh out loud, mark Wednesday, May 18th on your calendar. KTOO is hosting an Evening with David Sedaris, a fundraiser that doubles as a fundraiser, as in F-U-N. Gina Varney and Boston Christopher have been working on bringing Sedaris to Juno, one of America's best-known humor writers. Gina is the membership marketing manager, and Boston is the business and community support manager. So, Gina, let's start with you. There are lots of people that KTOO could bring to Juno, but why did you choose David Sedaris?
Well, Rhonda, he's pretty popular here in Juno. We know this because we brought him 5 years ago in May of 2017, and we sold out the auditorium at Juno Douglas High School, Yada'at Kofley. And so when the pandemic sort of started to relax a little bit, David's agents reached out to us. He was very excited about Alaska. He loved his time here last time, and they reached out with an opportunity to see if they could get Alaska on his tour. And we said yes.
So going back to why he was chosen, because he was so popular last time, for those people that may not have seen him, can you tell us a little bit about him, Boston?
Sure. Well, David is he's a well-known author, essayist, humorist. He's done a lot of NPR stories and interviews. He's very popular with the sort of NPR crowd. He first sort of got recognized in the sort of early 90s because NPR had broadcast one of his essays called Santaland Diaries, which has been done in Juno as a performance, not by David, but by other performers. I think Ben Brown did it one time. And then he's gone on to write a lot of books. He's very self-deprecating. Most of his books are autobiographical about his life, his way of living, the places he's lived. He's talked about France and London. He is American. He's also well known as the brother of Amy Sedaris, who people might know from television, where she's had a lot of different variety shows, and she's very funny. And so he's sort of like a satirist. I also want to make sure that we put this out there, that a lot of his material is for adults only. His sensibility is adult. Not that he's like, I would just say mature. Let's say that. Mature adults is the recommended audience for this.
So are you excited, Gina, to have him come here for our fundraiser?
I'm very excited. So yeah, you just said it. This is a fundraiser to support all of the things that KTOO does for our community here in Juno. And so I'm very excited to bring him here. I actually have family that's super excited that I'm planning this event and I get to potentially meet David. So I've had family members reaching out to me who actually, they're like, are you going to meet David Sedaris? But we're excited mostly to have, this is our first in-person KTOO event since 2020, since our last Seafood Fest in February of 2020. We all know what's happened since then. And I think that's what's the most exciting thing about this is it's, we're finally at a place where we feel like we can gather in person and put on a large event like this in the auditorium at the high school.
Yeah, it's going to be great to see everybody, you know, to see all the supporters of KTOO and have everybody come out. And as Gina said, this is the first time in, you know, a long time that we've been able to do something as public as this. So we're very excited by the opportunity. I did want to mention too, Rhonda, that if you want to get some of David's books beforehand, Hearthside has a whole shelf of, at least I was at the location in the Valley last weekend, and I saw a whole shelf of David's books there. And they're also going to be on hand at the performance with books for sale, because he will be doing a signing before the actual reading and performance that he will do. So if people want to show up early to the performance, they'll be able to get a book, or you can go to Hearthside and get one in advance, and then he will happily sign them for you.
Yep, oh, he will stay until every single book is signed.
Well, that's great that you actually do have a chance to meet the artist in this case. How wonderful.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's not a like he comes on stage and then leaves. It's he'll be in the lobby beforehand signing books. He'll be in the lobby after signing books. And he loves to get to know people. As Gina mentioned, he loved his time in Juno before. He loves to meet people. And he's talked about that on NPR before. And why he loves touring is to go out and meet people and talk to them about their lives and share his life as well. So it's kind of a cool back and forth that he likes to do with people.
And he likes to really get to know people. He likes to ask you questions that you're going to kind of turn your head at and go, what? Not the weather questions, which we all love here in Juneau, talk about our weather, right? But like, he asks very strange questions. And that's what I think I'm most excited about, is to what question is he going to catch me off guard with?
So in other words, expect something sort of unorthodox and off the wall with David Sedaris and Juno. So very quickly, Gina, wrapping things up, do you think it's going to be hard to get a ticket if you wait too long? Do they get snatched up fast?
So yeah, over half of the auditorium is sold at this point. So get your tickets now, kto.org/Sedaris. Since it is a large indoor event, proof of vaccination is required, as well as face masks worn at all times during the event. But yeah, get those tickets now, snatch up a good seat so you can catch David live up on stage. It's $45 per person. You can get them online. It's at Juno Douglas High School, Yadot Coffley Auditorium. And we're just so excited at 7 o'clock PM that night to see everyone.
May 18th.
May 18th, Wednesday, May 18th.
Doors open at 6, the performance starts at 7. Gina Varney and Boston Christopher on the marketing and business side here at KTOO, who have been working to bring David Sedaris to Juno to celebrate the release of his upcoming book, Happy Go Lucky. Up next, we'll talk money. How the Juno Community Foundation came up with a creative way to raise almost $2 million to help those who need the help the most.